U.S. Senator Scott Brown enjoys wide favorability and could be tough to beat in his 2012 re-election bid, according to a new poll out from Suffolk University and Channel 7. According to the survey of 500 Massachusetts voters, 55% of respondents say Brown should be re-elected, 56% say he's kept his promise to be an independent voice in the Senate. For more on the findings, we're joined now by the pollster, David Paleologos. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us, David.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Tell us about the depth of support for Scott Brown. He remains the most popular politician in the state. This poll is almost all good news for him.
Almost all good news. He has a high favorability. Deserve re-elect numbers are well over 50%, and 56% saying that he's kept his promise to be an independent voice. It's much different picture than it was last February. Last February, we did a poll to ask people why they voted for Scott Brown, and it was less about him and more about the times, the anti-democratic feeling and the sort of the anti-national health care feeling that was happening in January of 2010.
You get a sense of why Brown is popular right now?
I think it's because he's penetrated most of the demographics that are tough obstacles for Republican candidates. What we see, for example, in the deserve re-elect number, obviously one would expect that 79% of Republicans and 62% of independents think he deserves re-election, but even 38% of Democrats are saying that Scott Brown deserves re-election. So he certainly has penetrated party affiliation.
That's a problem for any Democratic candidate if a big bunch of Democrats, especially maybe Reagan Democrats in Massachusetts, are saying they're willing to vote and vote again for Scott Brown.
That's true. There's a sense that that balance is better down in D.C., where you have John Kerry on the one hand and Scott Brown, Republican, on the other hand. So it'll be interesting to see who the Democrats field. But the only Democrat that was even close in these tests, and we did a number of political Democratic names here, was Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy, and he said he's not going to run for Senate, but Joe Kennedy was very close, 45% Brown, 40% for Joe Kennedy.
And the margin was much wider for all the other Democrats whose names you put in the poll.
Yes, including Deval Patrick. Now, Patrick is personally popular, and more people approve of his job performance as governor. But when pitted against Scott Brown, it was Brown 52, Deval Patrick 37. So it was a 15-point margin, even over a popular Democratic governor. And Scott Brown was over that magical 50% mark for an independent.
Yeah, as I understand it, Joe Kennedy was the only one who came closer to Brown than that 15% margin. I spoke this week with one of the Democrats who's sometimes mentioned as a candidate, Senator Ted Kennedy's widow, Vicky Kennedy, and she told me again, as she said many times in recent months, that she is not interested in running. And I'm wondering this, will Brown's popularity make it tough for Democrats to find a good competitive candidate for Brown, do you think, David?
I think so. And in addition to that, it will be difficult for Democrats to raise money because usually the money follows the viability. And if someone is not seen to be a top-line, top-tier Democratic candidate, it's unlikely you're going to have a pool of money. Remember, Scott Brown made the most money in his campaign the last 4 days. When the polling was showing that Scott Brown actually had a chance to win, he really was flailing in terms of fundraising until that time. So unless a Democratic candidate can show potential or start off the race within striking distance, it's going to be tough to raise money and do the kinds of things you need to do to win.
And we know Scott Brown has a huge campaign bank account just sitting there waiting to be tapped for 2012. David Paleologos, director of the Political Research Center at Suffolk University, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.